With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Two more here. What we got? Yeah, we Let's got one just more. Roll with them. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can I help you?
Speakerphone.
This stupid. Yeah, hang on. It's goddamn Groundhog's Day.
Sorry.
Listen. Why are you so far away from your phone?
Because I'm doing other things. I've been on hold.
Stop doing other things. Don't multitask when you call the show.
I should just sit there and wait.
Yeah, like everybody else.
How long did you have to wait, Diane? Like 5 minutes?
Oh, no.
No.
I had to wait 20, 30 minutes.
No,
you didn't.
I see the time. Not this time, but I have.
No, I was looking for an article about the dolphin thing because there is actually... I get National Geographic magazine, and there was actually,
weirdo.
Well, I'm a weirdo.
Why can't you masturbate to other stuff?
So anyway, this dolphin, it was like a beluga, broke free from the Russians and came over, I think, to Scandinavia or somewhere. This is a true thing in National Geographic, and he escaped, I guess, from the Russians. This dolphin.
Oh, pretty cool.
I'm just saying it's true about these dolphins. It's absolutely true. It's that true that they have, Russians have spy dolphins out there.
Oh, we knew it was true. That was never in debate.
Well, I just thought it was interesting, this article.
How you doing, Diane? How's the knee?
Horrible.
Oh.
Horrible. Uh-huh. I mean, horrible. Terrible.
Did you get any more pills? Any good pills?
Nope.
Really? You just had the one last night? Do you remember calling last night?
Yes, I do, but I didn't know it. I don't have anything else. I just have alcohol and medical marijuana.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, no, you sounded pretty jacked up last night. You definitely
that's
had
okay. Yeah, but I was home.
Yeah.
I was safe. Pippin was with me.
You denied taking any pills. That was the thing.
I did not deny it.
Yes, you did. Initially, you did because I'm smart and I can sniff it out of you. You sounded like you had this droning on.
All right.
You had this droning on. Like I got some opiates in me. Shut up.
What's your point?
Let me talk to you. I'm just saying you denied it, and then after a little while, you said, "Okay, I had an Oxycontin," and then I said, "Did you have some wine?" And you said, "Hell yeah." So I just didn't know why you even tried to, you know, hide the fact that you had a Oxycontin, a pill.
Okay,
because it's totally fine. You have a bum leg right now. What?
They didn't send me home. It's not like they sent me home with the script. They gave me one pill while
so?
I was in
okay,
the
look, that's what I've been trying to get a word in, but between Will trying to talk and you always talking, I can't talk on my own show half the time, which is one of the reasons why I get super aggravated with you. Will, and be quiet, Diane. This is between me and Will. If her knee was really shattered,
yeah,
and I'm doing the quotations if you're watching Bone TV, shattered, right? Why on God's green earth would they send her home with no script for pain and only one pill?
Diane, hush. I think that they are trying to limit the amount of, because opiates are a big problem in our country here, and I think that they probably do limit. Maybe they just wanted to get her through the night and then get her to a doctor in the morning or something like that to see what the next step would be. Or perhaps she didn't have a script at all, and maybe she had a friend, you know, that said, "I got some Oxycontins here, have one," and she didn't want to admit it because she doesn't have a script. Diane, any of that true?
No.
So what's the truth? Diane?
I think you guys are crazy.
We're crazy?
Great answer.
And we're worried about the wrong things.
I just find your life fascinating, and I want to know more about it.
Okay, well, ask me questions, but don't accuse me of stupid stuff that I'm not
doing. We're trying to put it together. We're trying to put together all of the things that you said and make sense of it.
I didn't get hardly any medication from the hospital, okay?
One pill.
It's fine. I got one pill, and they said if somebody can drive you home, then we can give you more, okay?
And your knee shattered.
Well, that's what they said, although it is... Yes, it is. My knee is.
So, what are they going to do? What are they going to do for it? When is the surgery?
Well, I have an appointment on Monday, and this happened Sunday, and it's horrible that I have to wait this long.
6 days with a shattered knee?
Yes, I believe. I know exactly.
What country is this? Is this Zimbabwe? Why do we have such poor? Oh, you have no insurance?
It's called cheap. No, it's called government insurance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could potentially do it.
They just put you off. I got to get a referral, okay? Referral
standard
3 to 5 days.
HMO.
I mean, by the time, it's just been horrible. It's been horrible. And, yeah, I am ready to go to the streets and try to get something for pain relief because
you're gonna be a hooker?
No, I don't think I have to do that. But
you just buy a cash.
No.
You said you're going to the streets. I didn't know.
I might. I don't know. I'm just saying they didn't give me.
Do you know how to buy drugs on the street? Do you know how to do it? Do you know how to buy drugs on the street? Or you just walk up to randos and be like, hey, you got pills?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm just joking.
It's a bad idea.
Listen, I can. I'm getting through it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm strong.
Yeah. Did you? Is it the kneecap that is shattered, or is it? Do you think it's like a ligament?
Okay. She said it's not the cap. It's there's like three bones around it, and it's the top one.
Okay, so it's not the ligaments in the knee. It's an actual kneecap.
Well,
situation.
She was a teenager, and she said no cap, meaning she wasn't lying.
But she lies all the time.
No cap.
I don't lie.
You do. You fib a little bit.
Yeah, it's bad.
White lies.
I talked to my son today, and he has been through a similar thing, and I'm not lying. And
he smashed his knee? He shattered his knee also?
Yeah, he had a torn meniscus.
That's different.
Yeah,
but
it's a ligament, yeah.
But it's
a
knee condition.
He had some problems with his knee. He understands the pain. Yeah.
Why don't he take care of you?
Yeah.
He is.
Hey, what happened?
He does.
What happened to the boatman and bike man situation? Who you got in the house with you now?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Me and Pip. Bowman is out of town, as usual.
Is Bike Man still begging to get back with you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Have you broke a little bit? Maybe cheated on Boatman?
A little bit.
Whoa, what? Like what? Like giving up the butt or?
Mouth? Hand?
Mouth? Hand?
All that?
Everything?
Me?
You guys are hilarious.
I know.
I didn't want Pippin. I don't like Pippin watching.
Okay, so you can go into another room or you know lock Pippin out. Did you do actual physical stuff with Bike Man while Boatman was gone? That's a yes.
No.
Yeah, that's you waited way too long. Of course you did. It's been like a day.
Well, I got caught, and I don't care. I don't care.
You got caught by who?
Well, they kind of got caught. I told you what happened.
Yes, yes. I mean, like, after you know, this happened where the boatman wrapped him up in a sheet, mafia style, and took him and dumped him on the side of the road.
And he took off and went out of town again.
And then Bike Man came back, and he's like, Dan, I love you. And then you banged him with a bum knee?
Yep.
Diane, you are the best. You truly are the best.
I totally disagree.
No, she rocks. She rules. I love Diane.
I'm looking at social media. Nobody agrees with you.
I can't believe that because she's so fascinating. I can't understand this concept of everybody hating Diane. I think she's awesome.
Who hates me?
Diane, literally everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
They're just jealous.
Of what?
Of what?
Because they're boring.
Do you not know what a snooze fest this phone call has been?
Oh, I disagree. I have been squeezing this
like a rotten orange, trying to juice anything out of it.
That's okay. I've told everything. I've kid everything, giving all the
good. I'm just kidding.
I don't understand.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Really, I don't care. I really don't care. Nobody's paying my bills. but me.
We know. Well, not now, because you have a shattered knee.
You ain't paying my bills, so who cares what you think? Right?
You're right, girl.
You ain't paying my bills.
I ain't paying your bills.
That's right. Kay. I own my own house, you know?
Neat.
I got my own car.
With a hole in the roof.
It's not the greatest, but... Yep.
No, yeah, nobody cares about your car. No, see, this is
hey, what about, I'm fascinated, any developments with the guy who shot the gun in your house?
Yes, in a way.
What happened?
All right, I'll just dish it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, I was kind enough to put all his stuff in the storage unit because I just wanted to, I threw away all the guns and ammunition that I found.
You threw away guns?
Why?
This is what you're talking about. How
because
can you not love this?
He shot a hole through my house. It sounded like a bomb went off. He could have killed me. Could have killed Pippin.
I understand.
Could have been
Diana,
bad, okay?
I know about this. When you say threw out guns, like he had multiple guns.
So I went upstairs and I found a bunch of guns that he had.
And did you put them in a garbage bag and just throw them in the garbage?
Yep. I threw them in a dumpster.
What kind of guns?
What?
I have a list. A lot.
What list?
Oh my God.
Read the list. I want to know what kind of guns it was.
All right. Okay, hang on. I mean, you got to hang on if you really want to know. If you want to know.
I don't believe you, and
I
want to hear.
I'm so boring. I thought I was so boring.
You are!
Well, then why do you want to know the list?
Because this might not be boring. I'm trying to offer you a chance to turn this phone call around. If you really are crazy enough to throw guns away into a dumpster, we would love to know what make and model these guns are.
All right, just a second.
She got us on speakerphone.
That's fine.
Wait a minute.
God
Wait
damn,
a minute.
We're
I have
way
to find,
over
I
on
have
the break.
To find, I have to find it. Hang on.
That's great. The Giants took
find the
tab.
It.
That's
just
fine.
Just a second. Give me a second.
You're flustering her, Johnny.
I know you're rushing me. I can't find the list. I found. Oh my God!
That's okay. I'm more fascinated. Were they long guns or short guns or a mix of in between?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
And you just
one was so heavy I could barely lift it.
And you put
it
literally.
Like rifle. One was a Glock. It said a Glock on it. Let's see.
She just threw guns in the garbage.
Is that illegal to throw guns in the garbage?
It can't be. I don't know if it's illegal, but it's certainly very irresponsible.
Kids could have got those guns out of there.
Yes, exactly.
I called the cops. I said, listen, okay, if you're sitting in your house at 3 o'clock in the morning, peaceful, calm,
sure,
and everything's cool, and it sounds like an explosion goes off.
We know how bullets sound, yep.
Right, so I was like freaked out, and I'm like, "What the hell did you just do?" And he goes, "Oh, I accidentally,
I know this story. I know this part of the story."
Right.
Told him to get the F out. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And he did. And when he left, I went upstairs and I found in his room a bunch of guns.
Well, first of all, Diane, let me tell you some legal things that have gone wrong here. First of all, if he's paying you rent. You went into his domicile. You shouldn't be able to do that if he's paying rent.
He shouldn't be discharging firearms.
It doesn't matter. You broke the law there. Two, you still took his property and threw it in a dumpster, which is also illegal.
I should have thrown everything he owned in the dumpster. I was kind of
also illegal.
A storage unit to put the non-ammunition stuff in the storage unit.
You are a silly person.
No. I'm nice.
Yeah.
I could have thrown everything away.
You're not nice. You threw guns into a dumpster. A child could have went in there looking for bread and shot his school up.
I know. I felt bad the next day, and I told the
Now you feel bad.
The next day I thought, well, what if something happens and these guns go off? So I told
they're going to go off by themselves in the dumpster? This isn't a movie.
I don't know. I was worried. I was worried about it.
All right.
You can't cuss, Diane. Can't cuss.
All right.
I don't believe her. I don't believe any of this.
All right,
I don't
bye, Diane.
No, we don't. We don't say the S word, you jack off. God.
She.
She's horrible.
I wanted to find out if the sheriff got the guns, at least.
No, it never happened. It never happened.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.